Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see you all. This morning, I'm going to try to make some recording here. Is there anybody here that's here for the first time in the Enneagram class? Anybody that hasn't heard the beginnings? Good, then I can kind of quick through the introductory part. You all know that we are studying the Enneagram and that there are three ways of meeting the world, the three centers, the head, the heart, and the gut, right? And all our numbers fall under one of those three headings. That doesn't mean we don't use them all. It just means there's one area that is dominant and that we go to more quickly when we're not thinking, when we're just reacting. Those three centers come out this way. The people who are eights, nines, and ones tend to be in the body center. And they tend to want, above all else, autonomy. If you are a two, three, or a four, you tend to be in the heart center and you go with your feelings first. And your need is for attention. Each number gets it in different ways, but attention is what you're looking for if you're a two, three, or four. If you're a five, a six, or a seven, you tend to be in the head, the thinking center. That's where you go first. When you're reacting to something, your head kicks in and you think about it. And what you want most is security. And each of those numbers gets security in a different way, but that's what they're all looking for, primarily. And then we look at the whole, and we see it's a circle with nine numbers around it. Now today we're looking at the four, and the four is sometimes called the romantic or the individualist. And you notice there are arrows. So when the four is feeling good about things, it goes to the two, and it takes on some of the best characteristics of the two. When the four is under stress, not feeling too good, it goes to the one. Okay? So, let's see. What is this four that we're talking about? The individualist, also known as the sensitive one, the creative one, the performer, the exceptional one, the one who is melancholy, the artist. Type four says, rescue me, and I've got to be me. Remember that old Calgon commercial? Take me away, Calgon, right? That's kind of a four. Take me away, Calgon. So a style four, the individualist, on the resourceful side, the healthiest side, fours take a creative approach to life. They value creativity, authenticity, and individuality. They have an appreciation for quality and are sensitive and poetic and nostalgic. They feel things very, very deeply. Remember, they're in the heart center. And they are in the part of that heart center that's feeling things at a very deep level. They want to make the world beautiful. They want it to be lovely. They want everything around them to be lovely. On the less resourceful side, fours may become overly preoccupied with being special, being unique, being one of a kind. They may be overly sensitive to being abandoned or left out or misunderstood. And because of this, they are prone to experience melancholy and envy. Very sensitive. And so when they feel they're not included in something, it hurts deeply. They feel all their feelings at a very deep level. At their best, fours are authentic and expressive and compassionate and introspective and creative and refined and unique. You may begin to get a picture of someone you know who you think might be a four. At their worst, fours can be withdrawn. They can have exaggerated moods, either super, super happy or really, really down in the dumps. They can get depressed. They can be self-pitying. They can be the woe is me. Moralistic. Possessive. That's that envy piece. And temperamental. No surprise. sometimes we talk about the artist as being very temperamental, kind of a four characteristic. For a four, their core belief is I'm missing something important. I'm missing something within me that's important, but I'm also missing something in life that's important. Something is not happening for me that's happening for other people. Their core coping strategy then is to withhold their love. They keep it, because if I give it away, I won't have it anymore, and I'll lose something. So they tend to withhold their love and use it as a tool to get love, kind of make it manipulative. Their core fear, the thing that's driving them underneath it all, is this terrible fear that they're inadequate, that they're emotionally cut off from everybody else, that they might be just plain and ordinary folks like everybody else, that they aren't special and unique, they don't stand out in a crowd. And because of that, they'll be abandoned. They're defective. They're flawed. And their core desire, the thing they want most, is just to find their authentic selves and have unique significance. They want to matter in this world. They want people to miss them when they're gone. They want to feel special and unique. The divine gift that they got from God is their creativity and the depth of that feeling. They really feel with other people. Okay, when other people are hurting, they feel that hurt. They don't just kind of understand it. Their compassion and their empathy is very deep. Their root sin is envy. They look at other people and they say, they got what I want. Why don't I have it? The problem is when they get it, it's not what they thought it was going to be, so they tend not to want it anymore. What they avoid is being ordinary or blending in. They want to stand out in the crowd. And their inner critic says, I'm good only if I'm true to myself. And that self has to be unique and special. To transform and to grow, they need to learn contentment with what they have and who they are, and to feel grateful for being who they are and what they have. If you were at church this morning, James might have been writing to some fours when he's talking about not wanting what the world wants, or not thinking that you're not good enough if you don't have what the world has. So in a nutshell, what the four is missing is the spontaneous expression of their thoughts and feelings. They miss being close to others without fear of rejection. They're sure that people are going to abandon them, so they expect it before it even happens. Well, what happens if you think somebody's going to abandon you before they do? Then you're not going to really give them your love because you're going to get rejected. They miss really having what they want instead of just yearning for it. They'll spend all day wanting something and yearning for it, but they'll never feel that they got it. So when they get it, what? They don't want it. They start yearning for something else. As we said, their passion or their sin is envy. And their defense mechanism, what they do to kind of help their feelings and get by one day to the next, is they carry their feelings within themselves. They want to express them. They don't dare, so they hold them in. Their wounded childhood message was that it's not okay to be me. I'm abandoned when I'm me. And many fours have had abandonment issues as a child. Either one parent abandoned them, or they thought their parent was abandoning them. But parents may have been there, but the four internalized something that happened in their youth as being, I'm bad, I caused the problem, nobody cares about me, I'm being abandoned. And what they long to hear, the childhood message that they needed to hear, is we love you and we see you for who you are. We're right here and we see you and we're not giving you up. God has an invitation to you fours, and he says, I invite you to be free from the drive to be unique and the false belief that you will not be loved and noticed if you don't stand out. You are already extraordinary and special because I created you in love and for love. You don't have to dress uniquely. You don't have to act it out. you're already just fine. So are you a four? Well, you might be a four if you wrestle with who you are. Now remember, we're talking about you when you were 25. You probably worked a lot of this out by now. So think back to when you were 25. You are moved by beauty, art, music, and nature. You feel it in your heart. You hear music that's beautiful, or you see a beautiful painting, or you're out in nature. You can feel it. It just takes you somewhere else. You have strong and fluctuating emotions, and you feel them deeply. You look for the perfect relationship to be rescued, swept away. Prince Charming or Princess Charming will come and make it all beautiful and wonderful, and I'll have no problems and I'll be loved if just the right person and the right relationship comes along. You struggle with finding your place in the world because every place you find is just too ordinary. So where do I go next? How do I make my place that's special? You brood over negative feelings. It's a lot of brooding and unhealthy for. You feel alone and lonely, even in a group. Never quite feel like you fit. Never quite feel like you're part of the whole. Kind of on the outside looking in. You feel envious of others' good experiences, and you long for them. That everybody else is having a good time, a better time than you are. You're just not quite with it. You're not quite there. You want to be. Why can't I be so happy? They look so happy. Why do I feel so miserable? You say or think, if only, a lot. If only I had this. If only I were prettier. If only I had the right clothes. If only people would love me. If only. Fours would never dream of doing a paint-by-number painting. Fours would never think about only positive things. Fours would never give up soul-searching. Remember, the three would never go on a week-long silent retreat. The four is always retreating into their heart, soul-searching and trying to figure out, what am I doing wrong? What do I need? How do I get it? Fours would never use only basic colors. They're going to be lots of colors. Fours would never see the glass as half full. It kind of happens to people. Fours would never settle for the mundane or the ordinary. The mundane things of life just get under their skin. It's not good enough just to, you know, do the dishes and take care of the dog and keep the house clean and watch TV. You have to be doing something special, not something ordinary. And those ordinary things aren't just not good. They really bother the four. So fours are highly individual and value originality. They have the ability to make the ordinary extraordinary. They're going to make something out of nothing. They're going to build it up. They're going to be there, and you're going to know they're in the room. They have a sense for the drama and the tragedy of life. They believe they must be unique, original, different, or else they're nobody. And they live in their romantic fantasies rather than in the real world, because the real world's what? Ordinary. So their fantasies are a whole lot better. And so that's where they'd rather be. So subconscious beliefs that can limit a type 4's ability to be a whole person and really live is that they're missing something vitally important that would make them whole. They could just get that one thing, then they'd be right, then they'd be okay. The trouble is that right thing is elusive, and when they get this right thing, it's not enough, they need that right thing. They're limited by believing that they're different, and that means they're more flawed than other people. They're limited because they believe that others are happier than they are, always doing more to fulfill their lives than theirs. They're limited because to be loved, they think they have to be different. They have to stand out, or they'll be abandoned and no one will notice them. So they spend all their time trying to be different. It can be very tiring. Imagine being a four. They try to fit in better than everybody else fits in better than they do. Like I said, they always feel like they're on the outside looking in. And nobody really gets them. Nobody really understands me when I'm a four. It just can't, because I'm so different and special and unique. How could anybody understand me? But I want to be understood, right? I want to be understood, but if I'm understood, then I might be normal. And that would be no good. It's a quandary, the cycle that a four can get into. Like we said, there are different levels of development for every one of the numbers. And when a four is healthy and doing great, they're inspired creators. They're self-aware and intuitive. And they're a self-revealing individual. That's healthy, right? Those are all healthy things. When they're average, they can be an imaginative artist, a self-absorbed introvert, or a self-indulgent aesthetic. And then if they get down in the really unhealthy areas, they get to be alienated, depressed, emotionally tormented, and they can become self-destructive. So healthy fours. You're up there in the healthy category, working on all cylinders when you're highly intuitive, introspective, and self-aware. Remember, they feel deeply. Fours feel for other people. So healthy fours are compassionate, and they're tender-hearted. And they treat others with kindness, and diplomacy, and gentleness, and discretion. They understand, right, how you're feeling, because they feel your feelings. And so they're always there with you, able to emote with you. They're in touch with the hidden depths of human nature. They're sensitive, and they have great emotional strength and resilience. Wonderful people that can really relate to you, and you can feel like they get you, and they understand you. They're good to be around when you're having a bad day, a healthy four. They're in tune with their own feelings, and they know they have peaks and valleys. They know sometimes they feel good and sometimes they feel bad, but they don't let that overwhelm them, and that doesn't take them to a bad place when they're in a healthy situation. They're emotionally honest, and they speak authentically from their heart. Healthy fours are individualistic, and they don't cave to peer pressure. They don't wear the clothes that everybody else is wearing just because everybody else is wearing them. They don't wear clothes that are different just to be different either. They just are true to themselves. They find humor in their own quirks and foibles and contradictions and idiosyncrasies. They can laugh at themselves, and they can see it in others and laugh with others too. Creative and really appreciate beauty. Now, some people think if they can't draw or they don't play music or write music, they can't be a four. But that's not the case. I think you don't have to necessarily be an artist, but if you are someone who loves art and finds life, gets energy from art or music or the beautiful things, then that's enough to perhaps think of yourself that you might be a four. You don't have to be an artist, although many artists and musicians are fours. You want to touch others deeply, and you're aware of how mood and aesthetics and form can impact other people's feelings. So you try to create a beautiful environment, because you know that a beautiful environment can calm people down. Certain colors are calming. You know that certain situations can make people feel good, and so you try to create those lovely places for yourself and for others. Fours are passionate people who trust their impulses, their inspirations, and their hunches. Those are the healthy fours, right? Average fours, where most people fall most of the time, right? Most of the time we're average. They see themselves as special, unique, and different from others. They avoid being seen as ordinary. These are the folks that you will probably see in kind of outfits that are a little out there, or maybe really out there, you know. And we've all seen them and we go, whoa, You know, what's she got on? What's he wearing? They need to express themselves. They need to express their feelings in the things that they have on and the way they look. They feel as though nobody really understands them. They like to be able to do things when they want to, when they're in the mood, and not do them when they don't want to, and they want to do them their way, because their way is special and unique. Fours can be pouty. They can get upset when they don't get their own way and kind of be, you know, pouty. You know, their lip goes out and they just kind of walk around kind of upset with life. They experience very strong moods and feelings. And these can get in the way of their day-to-day functioning. They can be real happy in a job and then somebody can say something or something can happen in the job that isn't quite what they hoped for. And they hate it. They're done. They want to quit. They're out. Okay. Strong love of it, and then in a second, hate it. Because they just see themselves as having been abandoned or ignored. Average fours take a romantic, idealistic orientation to life. And like I said before, they're looking for that prince or princess charming to come along and sweep them off their feet. They may obsess about someone to whom they are attracted. Can't get them out of their minds. Because that person is going to make everything okay. Everything's going to be great. As soon as that person pays attention to me. They yearn to have a passionate, emotionally intense, intimate relationship. They want to be Romeo and Juliet. Nothing ordinary. Okay? They want it to be full of drama. Swept off our feet, like we said. They become extremely dissatisfied with reality and with themselves. They're painfully self-conscious and image-conscious. They're at the mercy of their ever-shifting moods, become hypersensitive and reactive. They take everything personally. These are average fours. They can tend to be dramatic and moody. Some people say Hollywood is full of fours. Wall Street's full of threes, and Hollywood's full of fours. Could be. If you get in that lower level of functioning, and you're functioning in a destructive manner, psychologically traumatic things have happened to you, and you're not really holding on, you can be completely impractical, completely unproductive, and really unable to cope with daily living. You can become self-indulgent and self-pitying and have melancholy dreams. Feel really depressed because nobody understands you. Totally alone. Nobody gets how beautiful you are, how wonderful you are, how special you are, how unique you are. You feel so different from other people. So different that you're exempt from the rules that other people have to live by. They don't count for you because you're special. So you have your own rules. And the rules of society don't apply. Destructive force can become critical, contemptuous, and condescending when others fail to be as good as they expect them to be. And people will always fail us, right? So, destructive force can be highly temperamental and depressive and feel completely estranged from others. They feel as though they're the victim. And they're furious that other people have disappointed them, abandoned them, not been what they were supposed to be for them. And their hostility gets turned inward on themselves, so that they hate themselves, and they feel tormented, blocked, inhibited, paralyzed, can't function. They get physically fatigued, mentally disturbed, emotionally afflicted, and spiritually broken. And fours can resort to drugs and alcohol to try to escape the pain. Questions, anybody, so far, about fours? Does anybody have a four in their mind? Are you thinking of? Yeah? Okay. Core coping strategies for fours. What do they do when they're in these bad places? How do they try to survive? Again, they search for that ideal partner, or that ideal job, or for their ideal body. Something that will compensate for what's missing. They overuse imagination to fantasize about ideal situations. They're not living in the real world. They're living in their fantasy world. And you might be part of that fantasy world. And you might be very surprised when that fantasy world and you hit each other, if you're close to a four, and you're not living up to that fantasy that you didn't even know they were having. They feel superior to those who are less deep or less sensitive than they are. And that's pretty much everybody. They emphasize their uniqueness. They're the ones that are going to look different, dress differently, have different hair, do something to stand out. Identifying self with ever-changing feelings and moods. They tune into their inner states and their inner feelings to actualize themselves. And they always tend to notice what's not present, what's missing. Remember I said the glass is never half full, it's always half empty. There's always something wrong, something not quite right. So every new experience is looked forward to, and then it's a disappointment. And they have to go on to the next great experience. And they have a lot of polarized thinking. Everything's all good, or everything's horrible. And the mood goes up and down, and their affect goes up and down, and they behave that way. So you never quite know which person is getting up in the morning. You know, you've heard people say, I don't know which person I'm going to be dealing with. Maybe it's your boss, and some days they're wonderful to work with, and other days, like, you can't do anything right. They could be a four. A four can help themselves grow and develop and bring out those beautiful components of being a four. Notice when your attention is going to what's missing, be aware, I'm doing it again, I'm concentrating on the negative, and try to bring yourself back to what's good in life. Maintain a consistent course of action despite fluctuating and intense feelings. Stick with that job that isn't so great after all, and maybe tomorrow it'll be great again. Don't give up, don't quit. Don't walk away. Discover in yourselves the qualities which you envy in others. You always see the other person as being better, happier, more talented, more fulfilled. It's in you too, number four. Try to find it within yourself instead of always thinking that somebody else is better. Participate in body-based activities and learn to ground yourself in your body. Out of your heart and into your gut, or into your head a little bit more. Remind yourself that feelings of abandonment and rejection are from old childhood messages. You're hearing old tapes that don't apply anymore. So let them go. Try to recognize when you hear them and just say no. Put up a stop sign. I won't hear that anymore. I won't go with that anymore. Try to enjoy the ordinary. Try to enjoy just sitting and looking at a sunset. Try enjoying washing those dishes. You gotta do them anyway. Try enjoying the little things in life. Make them okay. And recognize that being self-absorbed or temperamental or feeling special are substitutes. They're addictive substitutes for that feeling of abandonment. You're trying to make up for something that you can't make up for. You just gotta let it go. Gotta let it go. It's in you. You're good. You're fine. You're loved. So a parable for a four might be Matthew 6:25-30. Jesus said, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you eat, about your body, what you'll put on. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And then it goes on, consider the lilies of the field. They're beautiful, but, you know, they didn't do anything to be beautiful. They're just fine the way they are. They're lovely. Four needs to hear that, right? You're lovely. You're beautiful. You're special. Just because you are, you don't have to stand out. You don't have to do anything different. You don't have to be unique because you're already unique and you're already loved. God takes care of you. It's hard for a four to hear that and believe it. Maybe Joseph, the Joseph in the Old Testament, the Joseph of many colors, the youngest son of Jacob, right, who tells his brothers that he has these dreams about how he's going to be in charge of all of them and he's the special one. He might have been a four because he was kind of dumb telling his brothers that. Got him into a lot of trouble. They sold him, put him in a pit, got rid of him, right? Because he was going to be more special than everybody else. So he could have been a four. Can you think of any other fours maybe in the scriptures? King David might have been a four. He had some special illusions from time to time. Jesus, of course, was a healthy four, right? Because he was a healthy two and a healthy three, and he's going to be a healthy everything. So he's a healthy four. He has all the numbers. Because he was sensitive, and he did feel things deeply. Right? Remember the woman who anoints his feet, and he feels deeply that attention and that love that she is pouring onto him. Remember his anguish in the garden, where he feels deeply what's happening to him. And when he comes back and he sees his apostles couldn't even stay away, he feels that deeply, that sense of abandonment. It hurts. He feels it. He's sometimes called a man of sorrows, but there's no self-pity in Jesus. He doesn't go there. He doesn't go to that unhealthy place where those sorrows and that pain becomes turned into on himself. So fours grow spiritually when they release their need to be unique and different, when they center on God's completeness and their wholeness in God, when they appreciate their own gifts and the gifts of others, and when they enjoy the sacredness of each moment without needing the drama. Psalm says, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. And my psalm for a four, to know that they are special and unique and loved just because they are. Wonderfully and fearfully made. Don't have to put on special clothes. Don't have to wear your hair crazy. Don't have to get attention. You can just be loved for who you are. So, the poor would love to hear this, right? I love the little ways you're identical to everyone else. The poor does not want to hear that, right? Just like all the other sheep. Want to be different. Or this, everybody else's problems are better than mine. That's a four, right? Everybody's problems are better. I'd even rather have better problems than everybody else. Never mind the good stuff. I want my problems to be worse. Socrates said, he who is not contented with what he has will not be content with what he would like to have. True. And the fours have a hard time with that, and fours need to be reminded of that. It's not what you don't have, you already got it. You're already whole and complete. So here's some fours.
Eeyore.
Good old Eeyore. I love Eeyore. Favorite character in Pooh. But notice that they're pretty much all artists and actors, right? Many of whom have had tragic endings to their lives. Drugs and alcohol have been part of some of those lives. Everybody know who everybody is?
No.
So up on the left, Kurt Cobain, Michael Jackson, Eeyore, Marilyn Monroe, Van Gogh, that's James Dean, right? I think that's James Dean. No, who is it? Dylan. Bob Dylan. Okay. All right. It could have been James Dean. I might change it. James Dean.
James Dean definitely knows the
yes, yes. Judy Garland and her character Dorothy, also who was in Oz, was kind of a four type. And help me with the bottom one, I'm blanking.
Kate Blanchett.
Thank you.
Barbara Streisand would be a big one.
Yes, she would. I'm sure. Who else? Name some others.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Uh-huh. How about not in Hollywood? How about...
My sister.
Okay. I was going to say, you don't have to talk about people you know that you might know. But your sister? Yeah. What part of it do you see in your sister, if you don't mind me asking?
All of the unhealthy parts.
Okay. All right. Anybody else know a healthy four? You know a creative four who you just like to be around because they just empathize with you and have compassion for you? Just know they get it. No? Yeah?
Is there any way that we, like, if I recognize a four, is there a way that I can help them stay in the healthy part and not?
Yeah, I think by affirming those healthy parts when you see them, affirming them for their creativity, noticing.
But and not like, saying, look, this is you.
No, but just saying, wow, that's beautiful. This makes me feel really good when you are this, when you do this for me. Just kind of acknowledging the beauty that they bring to the world. It, depending on their level of health, they may or may not be able to hear it. But if they hear it enough, then they begin to believe it.
She's continued to work so hard to try to evolve and be spiritual and done retreats and help others like that. So I can't see that, but I have a mother that is disintegrated. There's nothing you can do or say to make them feel affirmed and special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that old tape of feeling abandoned in a four is so strong. And it happened early on. One of the parents, father or mother, doesn't matter, were not there.
Don't you think it's been a lot of this old lot of other siblings who, when that younger sibling comes into the world, they never get over that?
Yes, it can be. Being left out, now they're not special anymore. Yes. And needing to be special, yeah.
And she remembers that, and then when she's 2 years old, she remembers that.
Yeah. Right, and parents are probably more aware today than they may have been in the past of not letting the older sibling feel that, including them and not pushing them out. But for sure, especially if it's a single parent, they only have so much energy and they may have to give it to the baby and the older child maybe have to fend for themselves. So definitely, liberty.
Don't we have to be careful deciding what other people want?
Yeah, we certainly do. The only person that can tell you what your number is who?
You.
Okay? Because only you know the motivation. And that's the beauty of the Enneagram, because it doesn't just say this is what people do, it says this is why they do it. Okay? And so the only way anybody knows why someone is doing it is the person who's doing it, right? And they're not always honest with themselves. When they get real, and they get down to it, they say, yeah, I just feel abandoned. Mm-hmm. Or I just feel like if I don't give, then people won't love me. I have to be a giver to earn love. Or the three says, I have to be successful. And if I'm not successful, then I'm just no good. And so that's why, we laughed last week about Donald Trump, and we said he sounded like a three, and other people will say, no, he's an eight, and somebody else said, no, he's a one. We don't know. We can't possibly know, because we don't know what's going on inside that man's heart, right? And nobody can except the person. So I always tell people, take all the tests you want about what Enneagram number you might be, and go to all the classes you want, and probably you are the number that makes you the most uncomfortable. If you sit and kind of squirm when you hear the averagey kinds of things about a number, and you say, ooh, that's why I do what I do, then that's probably your number. And if it makes you too happy, it may not be your number. Maybe what you wish you were, but maybe not what you are. Yeah.
Well, and honestly, I've actually been studying this for a really long time.
No.
But I will say that in my early years, we had people in my company doing it together, and I clearly saw what an employee was. And, oh, well, clearly you are... this, and it turned out that was her, when she learned how that was the disintegrated part of her, so it was quite insulting to her that I saw her as a disintegrated you know, one instead of seven.
Yes.
So it is something that everybody's got. And you can be wrong about how possible.
Absolutely.
Or seeing them in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can be wrong about yourself, right?
Oh,
especially as we get older, because we hopefully get more integrated as we get older. Hopefully we get healthier. And so we kind of forget what we were like when we were in our 20s, which is really where we want to try to get back to, because that's where we weren't so... We were kind of more raw then than we are maybe in our 60s or 50s or 70s or 80s.
I just wondered, that's going to be several of us women who lived in a house in college. And the person, this person who's a four, comes into our lives. And she may not have gone to a meeting for 10 years, but she immediately, whether she comes or she doesn't come, she has to be sure everybody knows that Cynthia did all this behind the scenes and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I was just curious, and we all laugh because said, "Did you hear about Cynthia?" Yeah, there she goes again. So, but what I'm saying is, I'm wondering is, you said affirm them. So, I mean, that's kind of what we do. But are there any other stronger, effective ways when you deal with somebody like that literally has a whole room space so many people don't get served if they let that happen?
Well, you probably don't want to let that happen. I mean, you need to pull the meeting back to the business at hand. And there's other numbers that she might be, too. So don't make a report so we see a couple other numbers you described there come to my mind. So,
well, then we all the rest of us are that number. Okay.
But I think I don't think we can fix other people, but we can love them. And we can understand them. And that's the biggest thing that the Enneagram can do for us in terms of other people. We may have their number wrong, but if it makes us a little, even if I think you're a four and you're not, but it makes me a little more kind to you because I think I know where it's coming from, then I probably can be more helpful to you, even if you're a six and I'm thinking you're a four. But I'm a little more open to maybe the fact that you have some stuff going on in your life that's causing you to act this way. So it makes us more compassionate, more understanding. Maybe you get along better in a business.
I just finished a book about Fred Rogers.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Life and Work of Fred Rogers. Mm-hmm. And it's a very detailed book. It's just out in 2-3 weeks at the most. And the constant theme throughout that whole thing is I love you just the way you are. And if you go back and listen to it, you remember those shows that he did. He always said that. And it talks about how that evolved in his life and how he came to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his entire message. It's an extraordinary book.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's different from you. This is completely different. This is a biography.
Uh-huh.
No, I have not yet.
But
that's the whole thing. I love you just the way you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's true for every number, right? We need to love other people just the way they are. Yeah.
Can you talk about the wings again?
Sure. So the wings are on. The wing is on either side of you. So the four's wings are the three and the five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a four is not just pure four. They're either going to take on a lot of the characteristics of kind of lean towards the three or lean towards the five. A few might take characteristics from both, but typically we lean one side or the other. So when you think of yourself as a four, but you've heard the three and you say, oh, but I have some of that. Well, yeah, because that's the number right next to you. Or when we talk next week about the five and you say, well, there's a lot of that in me too. I thought I was a four, but there's... Well, then maybe you're a four with a five wing, or maybe you're a five with a four wing. It's not all that pure, okay? We're not just one dimensional. We have to remember that. We have the depth, right, from very healthy to unhealthy. We have the wings, and then we have where we go in stress and where we go in integrity when we're doing well. We take on those other characteristics. And then when we're healthy, we can decide we want to be more like a seven. And decide to act that way and take on some of those positive characteristics of a seven or a nine or whatever. So we have choices. Okay. Someone play some music of a...
No, we're good.
Yes, everybody.
Oh, yes.
It's like, probably applies to all, but a book you and I have read many times, which could be valued here, is Knowledge of the Beloved of God.
Uh-huh, yes.
What's it called?
The Beloved of God.
By Omri Knowledge. It centers your value and your relationship with God and His love for you. And he's a great spiritual writer, and it's not a long book.
Yeah. Yeah, again, that's a good one. It was working, now of course it's not, now it should be. There's a song for the four. Theme song? There are a lot of them. There are
a lot of country western songs.
Thank you very much. We will get back together next week. The week after I'll be gone, so we have to talk next week about what y'all want to do the week I'm gone. So, but next week I'm here, so we'll do it again. Number 5. It's a wonderful number. Don't miss it.